morning, my friends, and welcome to Spiritually Speaking with Heidi Metz, and I am Heidi. We are on week two of Seeking God for the City 2020, and this week we are going to be seeking the gospel of the kingdom, meditating on the scripture verse Matthew 24:14. So we will be right back after these messages with the insert of week two, Gospel of the Kingdom. Welcome back. We are seeking God to send his people to every place. Day number 13. In the scripture, Genesis 28:14, it says, "Your descendants will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed." And then in Matthew 24:14, it says, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a testimony to the nations, and then the end will come." Let us pray. Dear Father God, what you promised so long ago to our father Jacob has been partly fulfilled. Because Jesus rose from the dead, millions who believe in him have been grafted into Jacob's faith family, and we are among them. But though we are many, we have yet to spread out to every place. Continue seeking your people to every place on earth. Send us to our own city so that the blessing of the gospel will be proclaimed in every circle and setting of our community. Make our blessing visible to those that wherever the gospel has been heard, it will also be seen in the lives of your people. Establish tangible signs of your outgoing goodness. Equip everyday believers, Father, to be your proclaimers. Support their testimony with clear demonstrations of your love in the families and neighborhoods of our city. Amen. Friends, join me in praying today for Christians to labor together to finish the task of evangelizing the world, for the gospel to be conveyed clearly to overlooked groups in our city. We'll also be seeking God for men today, Father. Pray that men will seek God and honor him in full faithfulness, wisdom, and truth, for their identity to be created in Christ-like servant leadership, that the vision of their lives would be to serve and advance God's purposes. During your faith walk today, my friends, ask God to help you focus prayers of blessing on a few of our men that you see today. Meditate on God's word in Jeremiah 9:23-24. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts about this, that he understands and knows me. Again, thank you for joining us today, my friends, for seeking God in this city. Come back tomorrow where we will learn another day of seeking God.